A more active weather pattern will impact the Midwest as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days, and the moisture that comes out of this pattern will likely help the psychological concerns that are still playing out in the upper parts of the Midwest, where there hasn't been much precipitation in recent weeks and months. But with that said, keep in mind that the moisture improvements that are going to be occurring will be impacting the topsoil moisture far more than that of the subsoil, and so the end result is there's going to be a need for additional precipitation across these areas. And as I've said before, the 18-year cycle playing out here is for below average precipitation to prevail in the upper parts of the Midwest and Northern Plains going pretty deep into the spring season, and since we haven't even started spring yet, don't expect this kind of precipitation to continue all the way through that period. We will still have bouts of dryness, although I think over the next few weeks we'll likely see a few more storm systems helping to leave that topsoil moisture situation in a more favorable range. As we move into the second half of spring, the odds are fairly good that we'll dry down the area again, and that will start having the impact on crop development. But again, that will occur a little bit later in the season. The three storm systems that are expected to impact parts of the Midwest over the next 5 to 7 days will each produce light amounts of moisture, but each will have a significant role to play. The first system will be today, coming out of eastern South Dakota, moving through northwest and central Iowa, and then turning the corner, so to speak, and moving across northern Illinois and back into southern portions of Michigan. All of this region will pick up on 0.2 to 0.5 of an inch of moisture, with some local totals upwards to 0.75 of an inch, and snow accumulations will be significant in some locations. We'll likely see 3 to 8 inches occurring most common across this region, but a area of heavier snows will be possible in southeastern South Dakota and northwestern Iowa. The second storm system will likely be focused further to the north, and this is the blizzard that we talked about yesterday. The system could still become a blizzard, but it is a weaker event, and it is located further north today than what was suggested yesterday. Snowfall across North Dakota and northern and central parts of Minnesota could run from 4 to 8 inches, with local totals over 10 inches, but we'll continue to watch the system closely. There is potential for it to diminish and will likely end up being a smaller storm system still. Moisture content in this event will likely run anywhere from 0.2 to about 0.5 of an inch, with some local totals to 0.6 of an inch. The third storm system will come out of the Central Plains as a weak event and work its way east, northeastward across the Midwest during early to midweek next week, and that storm system could end up being a little bit better organized than the most recent model run suggests. The storm system will produce another 0.2 to 0.75 of an inch of moisture across the heart of the lower Midwest. The temperature outlook over the coming week is likely to bring us a good mix, but mostly temperatures aren't going to be that far off from normal. We'll be looking at a lot of 30 and 40 degree readings in the upper parts of the Midwest here today, and we'll likely see the temperatures contrast in the lower parts of the region, with highs getting up into the 60s near the Ohio River. Tomorrow, and as we move on deeper into the weekend, we'll likely see high temperatures limited to the teens and 20s in the far northwestern part of the Midwest, while temperatures in the central and southeast run mostly in the 30s and 40s, with a few 50s in the extreme south. Low temperatures at night will be coldest as we move towards the early part of next week. At that point, negative and positive single-digit readings will occur in the northwestern parts of the region, while readings will be as warm as the 30s and some lower 40s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.